This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Surprise. It's raining again. We got like 12-ish hours away from it, and it's back. Soon to be gone. Plenty of sun in the future, but welcome to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan here on a Thursday morning. Ben Maller on the show a little bit later today. Rob Riggle as well in studio. You know, pow! That guy. You know? Catalina Wine Mixer. Something about that mouth. I just want to hit you right in it. Something about your face. We'll get to talk to him a little bit more about what he's got going on this weekend. Obviously, Big Slick is this weekend. All those cats in town doing their thing as they continue to keep doing that for a wonderful cause. How are you guys doing? So you guys sleep okay last night?
I slept wonderful.
That's the first thing I've heard come out of your mouth today.
I had a great day yesterday.
Why are you so quiet?
I'm just in a good mood.
Okay.
He's elated.
I was going to say, like,
other than biting my lip the other day, and it's like really sore, it hurts like a son of a.
It's the worst.
It's like purple.
I don't know what to do about
it. And
then
you get salt in it, and it's like terrible.
Well, that's the thing. You can't really eat much.
And, a lot of smoothies
and
this
whatnot.
Week.
And yeah, that's what my wife said. You're going to have to feed you through a straw this week. And it's like, yeah, we'll see what happens. But no, I'm in a good mood. I can't complain today.
It's not Tuesday.
No, it was Wednesday, though.
Felt like a Tuesday?
Yeah, it felt like a Tuesday. Kind of was a Tuesday last night a little bit. You know, it's a day later or earlier or how it is, you know.
You had money on Noah Cameron last night?
I did not. Okay. No, I went to Jasper's, had a great sandwich for dinner yesterday. Nice. Watched my daughter work. I went with family, my father-in-law's birthday. So we went and celebrated and to Marco Polo's, had some sandwiches and pizza and whatnot. And
what was the Sammy of choice?
It was an Italian hero, actually. Roast beef, ham, you know, salami. Lettuce, oil, and
smash.
Fantastic.
Side of Lay's potato
chips?
No
side. With this thing, are you kidding me? I couldn't eat a side of anything with this thing right now. But it hurts like a son of a gun, man. I just don't know what
you
to
just
do.
Just did it? Like last
I did it
night?
Actually. I did it Saturday driving to the Bananas game, and I saw stars. And you know, I don't know if
you did it when we were on the way.
Yeah. I don't know if you've ever done that where you've bit your lip like that and you're like, oh, shoot,
I bite
man.
My cheek a lot.
Oh no, and then you just. Keep going back to it because it's hanging out there and it won't go away and it's a pain in the neck and whatnot. So yeah, other than that, I am great today. One of the better mornings I've had in a long time. Can't imagine why.
Jack Caglione?
No, I don't think it had anything to do with that.
He went 3 for 4 last night.
I know, big night for him. Actually, Noah Cameron has to be the story with the baseball team, right? I mean, I can't think of anything else with the baseball team. But Noah Cameron, man, good Lord. It's no longer a myth. It's no longer new. It's no longer, like, this guy's legit.
No, for sure.
He's getting out big leaguers. He's getting out good players. He's done it, what, 3 or 4 straight games now? Hell, man, that guy's good.
He's everybody's fan favorite. The hell with Bobby Witt. The hell with Cole Reagans.
Yeah, I mean, Noah Cameron.
Noah Cameron's everybody's favorite in town.
I'll tell you what.
I mentioned he's a very good piece to have.
Great piece.
You either keep him, you either trade him. But everybody seems to think they want to sign him to a 10-year deal for however much money he wants, 4 starts.
Is that what we're doing? 10 years people are wanting right now?
I don't know.
Wow. That's
all
a
I have
bit
to
much.
Say is I tweeted last night and I said, Noah Cameron, a good piece to have for a big bat. You made me, maybe, please don't hate me. I mean, comments. No. 4 starts, electric 4 starts, strike while the iron's hot. There are 3 things that Noah Cameron has proven to me. One, he's got something. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
2, the fan base loves him because of a couple of reasons. He's striking while the iron's hot. He has yet to let you down.
Ain't that
on the verge of getting swept, he went in there last night and dominated.
Dominated last night. I mean, quick, my God,
efficient.
Dominated a game.
Didn't strike a lot of people out. Last start he had, struck a ton of people out. This start, it was 11 pitches per inning. Reds didn't really have a chance.
The one inning where he gave up a run or two, he had like 20 pitches, and that was the first inning, and that was like the 6th inning that he was in 20 pitch land. I mean, it was masterful last night.
There's the hometown connection. He's St. Joe's finest, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's the local feel. And then there's the stat last night that we got that he's the first pitcher since 1883 or whatever it is to go in your first start, 6 1/3, and whatever runs allowed. And he's got a 1.07 ERA.
It's great. It's fantastic. It gives you so many options right now. Number one, you don't have to rush dudes back early, right? You don't have to rush Lugo back. You don't have to rush Cole Reagans back. You let them take their time to get where they are. But your trade commentary, whether it's him or whether it's somebody else, you've got options now. And you've got really good options. And you don't have, you know, mythical minor league options. You have major league options where you can now look at one of your pitchers and say, all right, who's getting traded? Because we need a bat. And you have a legitimate big league pitcher now that you can trade, whether it's Noah Cameron, whether it's Chris Bubich, whether it's Seth Lugo, whether it's Michael Walker, whoever it is in your rotation, whoever you deem the odd man out, or whoever you believe that you're going to get the most back for, that's the guy that now becomes available. I would take Cole Reagans out of that, you know, proposal because they just signed him to a long-term deal. So I wouldn't think he's a guy that would be available. But Noah Cameron has just given you so many options. He's presented so many options for this organization right now. And that's what you want as a player. You want to go out there and give your team the ability to do a lot of different things with you, play multiple positions, or give your team the opportunity to have multiple options. This is an ace in the hole almost, I think, for J.J. Piccolo in the front office when it comes to what they want to do now moving forward. Because as we, you know, we've talked about now, we're officially in June when it comes to the baseball side of things. We're past Memorial Day. Things are going to open up a little bit. Teams are going to be desperate for pitching. The Royals are obviously desperate for a bat. I don't think that's a, you know, a hyperbolic term to use, desperation for a bat, because they do need one bad in that lineup. But now you've got options. You could call a team and they can say, well, we like Cameron. Or another team would say, well, we like Lugo. Or another team may say, we like Bubich. Like, you've got options now that you did not have about, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, because nobody really knew what Noah Cameron was about. Maybe you thought he was going to be good, but not like this. This guy's put on a hell of a first impression, second impression, third impression, and fourth impression. He's got a big league resume out there right now, and the Royals have got to sit back and go, damn, we're in a good spot right now. We got options. We got opportunity now to really make our ball club better.
I think the other thing that solidifies what Noah Cameron has shown is credibility to the pitching development staff. Because for years in Kansas City, as a kid that grew up here and constantly watched just terrible pitching come through, and everybody every year before it was the hitting coach, you used to always be fire the pitching coach. And what we're going to give a lot of flack, or I guess a lot of, you know, bad talk towards Zumwalt, why don't we ever credit the pitching staff when it comes to the development of what we've seen? And I'll give you plenty of examples. Cole Reagan's coming off of two Tommy John surgeries, is a perennial Cy Young candidate in ace of your staff. Seth Lugo was a, I don't know, mid-reliever, bullpen guy, came here, had the best start of his career last year, didn't really miss too much of a beat this year.
And that really is a credit to the Royals for giving him the opportunity to be that starter where a lot of other teams wouldn't give him that opportunity. And so it's not just about them going out there and developing 85 pitches and doing all that kind of stuff. It's them looking at him and going, we think you can be a starter, and 29 other teams going, yeah, you're a middling reliever. And the Royals like, nah, the hell with it. Come in here and start.
And then you look at Chris Bubich, who has Tommy John surgery. They kind of prep him in the bullpen last year, keep his innings down, and then this year he hasn't skipped any sort of beat, and he's been your Cy Young of your staff. Don't worry. We'll keep going. Lorenzen.
Yeah.
And now Cameron. And you look at what this bullpen has done. And I know a lot of people were questioning last night why Lucas Ersig didn't come back in or didn't come in. He was ill. He had an illness that they were that he was dealing with. That's why.
Well, it's going through the clubhouse. I think everybody's had something down there this week, right?
Yeah. And I think it's a credit to the pitching staff. So if you trust what you have in house and you believe in what you have, then you shouldn't be in fear of losing one of these guys. This is how this works. This is how you continue to be well stacked in baseball. I understand that local kid, local ties, been great. You don't want to hear Noah Cameron as a trade piece? Absolutely not. The guy could be a future part of the Royals. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. But if it's not him, then it's going to be somebody. And I think the
Hang on a second. Let me change one word that you use there. Has to be somebody. Yeah.
And I get it. I'm with you all. I don't think I need to hide my emotions. I'm ready for Jack Caglione to come up. But as we've heard Vern say, as we've heard other people say, that's not the only bat you need in this lineup.
Right.
And you need some other big league bat. Vern joined you and I on Tuesday, and that's what he said. He goes, yeah, Cags will be up here, but I don't think that's the only bat that can come up. And maybe Rave last night, the double woke him up a little bit. Now he's got those butterflies out. That first base hit is out of the way.
It's got to be a big relief, too. Like, but also slash relief at the same time.
And your wife's two rows behind you just cheering you on. Got to feel great last night.
Yep.
And I think that if you can trust in this pitching development of this staff that has proven it now, because even Michael Wacha's on that list.
Yeah.
You know, he was in San Diego. I don't know if they have anything left, but, you know, you can go to the Royals. That's what it always is. And you guys know this in Kansas City. It's always, you went to the Royals. They'll take anybody. But they're taking these guys and developing them. And they've created that. Singer had his best year of his career last year.
Yeah.
Since they've revamped that pitching staff.
He hasn't been that good in Cincinnati this year. Is he already floating around a 5?
I mean, below that. I mean, he did well against the Royals and dropped it to about a 4.7, which is fine. But again, 6-2 last year, decent year as a starter, best year I think we've ever seen him have a starter.
He was great last year.
And he was a trade piece.
And that's why you trade him. Yeah.
And then you've developed and you've gotten Chris Bubich out of this. You've gotten Lorenzen to kind of show his way. So I think that if you're afraid of losing a guy that you have a connection to that's on this roster that maybe you think could be here forever, who's to say they don't have other guys that they can put into this, you know, sort of building system that this pitching development has shown, because it has given you plenty of examples, plenty of A-plus examples, and I think that you just have to trust the system. Am I saying to go out there and trade Noah Cameron? No, I'm not. I'm saying he's a very, 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 very valuable piece to what everybody's bitching about in the city that you don't have, which is bad.
Downtown stadium? But you're right about that. And here's the other thing, too. I'm over the we can't trade guys conversation. The Chiefs traded Tyreek Hill, and that's all you need to know. When you start to think...
And that's a homegrown guy.
Well, yeah, exactly. When you start to think we can't trade players, the Chiefs traded the greatest wide receiver in franchise history and went on to win 2 Super Bowls. Mm. What we're looking at, and gone to 3 Super Bowls. They've been to the Super Bowl every year since they traded Tyreek Hill. So don't come to my kitchen and tell me we can't trade so-and-so, because we can. We can trade everybody on this roster. Everybody is an expendable part, and everybody will tell you that. The right offer is there. They will make the moves, right? And so that's what you have to do. You have to always get better. And what you're starting to see now, I believe anyway, with the Royals, is very much like what we saw with the Kansas City Chiefs and what we're seeing with the Chiefs. I assume, real quick, there's crossover in the fandoms, right? People are Chiefs and Royals fans, right? But some people aren't. Some people are just baseball fans.
Yeah.
Some people are just football fans. But I would say there's a good amount of people that are crossover fans. You see what's gone on at Arrowhead Stadium for the last 10 years. I don't care what sport or business that you're in. You want to model yourself after what the Kansas City Chiefs are doing. Unbeknownst to Travis Kelce, they're now the world's team. I know he doesn't want to be America's team. He wants to be Kansas City's team, but we're the world's team now. They do things the right way. And what they do is they get rid of players. When everybody's saying you can't, they do. And there hasn't been one player that they've gotten rid of that we've go, oh my God, we'd be so much better if that guy was back on this team. They've gotten to 3 Super Bowls since they got rid of Tyreek Hill. They've won 2 of them. They're a well-oiled machine. When somebody gets to that point where they believe they've maxed out their value, they get rid of that person. And that's what the Royals can do, because now you've got the development behind you. You've got the body of work behind you to show to your owner and to your fan base that we're developing guys. Look at every pitcher that we brought up so far this year has been outstanding for us, whether it be Cole Reagans, whether it be Chris Bubich, whether it be Noah Cameron. Every time we've brought somebody up to fill a spot in the rotation, they've done unbelievable things, and they're better than the last guy that came up. And so that tells me the Royals have developed this kind of system now where you can trade. You don't have to hold on to one guy. This isn't back in the day where we had one player and it was Jermaine Dye and we had to maximize everything out of him. We couldn't get rid of Jermaine Dye. The Royals have now developed kind of that pipeline because of how great that pitching department has been. You bring a guy up, the expectation is now that guy's going to be good. That's the expectation we should have, which in turn makes more and more people available to go out and acquire a better bat. You're going to get a better return on an investment and a better bat into Kansas City if you give up Chris Bubich than if you...
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Give up some guy from the minor leagues that nobody knows about. And that's why I think this Noah Cameron thing for the big picture is great, because now all of a sudden you can sit back and go, all right, we got options, man. We got options.
You want to tease the next segment?
Nah, you can go ahead and do that. I'm not going to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.